This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee Chairman Neil Reiser had an obvious strategy for dealing with the 11 tax bills approved by the House on May 7th. Just move them along.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, House Bill 624 by Jackson will report it favorable.
No amendments to any of the revenue-raising bills were offered, and public testimony was limited.
Any others wishing to speak in opposition or in favor?
But these bills have to go through the Senate Finance Committee, too. Senator Sharon Weston Broom commented,
"It appears that people are forfeiting their opportunity to speak today to wait for Senate Finance."
Here's the deal. There are still a couple of tax bills the full House has not yet heard, and the Senate leadership wants the House to move them this week. Plus, the full House is set to debate the main budget bill on Thursday. Any Senate move now to change what the House has already done could mess all of that up. Senator J.P. Morrell assured those attending the Revenue and Fisk Committee that this was not how the story would end.
"Though you've seen the posture of how bills are leaving this committee today, that does not mean that that will be their final disposition."
Meanwhile, Senate Finance was getting an update on the current posture of the budget bill. Members of that committee, like Senator Bodie White, gave hints of what they may be planning to ultimately do, like limiting payouts of tax credits.
"If we direct the Department of Revenue to cap some rebates and incentives, if we ask them to cap the movie credits at $100 million, that would save us approximately $100 million for fiscal year 16.
At least $100 million.
The maneuvering continues. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.